ducks and geese and mm-hmm. cranes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No shooting in there.
Okay. Do you have any flat-topped hills around here?
Any what?
Flat-topped hills?
Yeah, right down here. Okay. Right south of us.
What do you call those?
We call them mesa. I don't know okay. what they call them.
Do you have what are called buttes, or are they the same thing?
A butte is more by itself.
Okay.
A butte is like that rattlesnake point just outside of Walsenburg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where just one comes up?
Yeah.
And they call it rattlesnake point?
Right, right.
That's a butte.
Okay.
To us.
Okay. But when you have a bunch of them or a string.
Right, but ours start, you know, and kind of come all the way around the southern end of the valley there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, south of here.
Uh-huh. Manassas and them's got what we call our mesa.
Yeah.
Because it's all flat top.
Yeah,
mountains.
I've seen that. Between Manassas and...
And Santa Cassio.
Okay, yeah.
Right. You know, going east there.
Yeah. And what's the other... What's the big city down there? They call it the oldest city.
San Luis.
Right. Down that
mm-hmm.
way. Okay. Do you have any cliffs around here?
Cliffs?
Yeah.
No, if you go up the Rock Creek area, yeah, we used to go rock climbing up in there.
Oh, really?
And they go up and rappel off yeah. the cliffs.
Do you do that any?
No, thank you.
But you did climb.
Oh, I climbed. But you're not going to catch me dangling at the end of a rope. You know? Nah. That's out of my category. That's just come in. Wait, now that wasn't even in at the time I was a kid.
Right. Yeah, not even when I was, actually.
It's just coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a new fad.
Last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Do you have, you've mentioned ditches, irrigation ditches.
Uh-huh.
Do you have irrigation ponds much? Or maybe a bigger
They do or? Now. They yeah. do now. But when I was a kid, no, we had the water come out of the mountains,
yeah.
and it came down the canal, and then every third week we got our share. You know, they'd close off or open our gate, let it come into our field,
okay.
and then we'd have to change it, you know, with the... Okay. Oh, man, that was a lot of fun. Trying to set the canvas dams.
Yeah.
You know, you had a piece of plastic to go from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch, and then it scooped down in under.
Uh-huh.
So if you didn't beat the water there, you know, you had to go down a little ways. You turned the water loose down here with your dam, and you had to run down and set your dam before the water got there. Or shoot, it would just go right on through, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
Oh, I've shoveled 10 million ton trying to hold the dam.
Yeah.
And I've let a lot of them get away from me, too, and have to go on down and stop it again somewhere else.
Hmm. Does the soil in this area, like the soil you worked with when you were a kid, does it tend to be pretty good? Is it productive?
Rich.
Yeah.
Very rich.
Okay. Are there areas in which it's not so good?
Oh, yeah.
So good?
Anywhere outside of Alamosa, especially if you go over here just a little ways to the south of us, is what they call salt flats.
Yes. Yeah.
Strictly alkali.
Okay. That's bad.
Right.
That's going to be bad for growing anything.
Oh, yeah. You can't grow a dang thing in.
Okay.
You know, even cactus don't grow in that alkali.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I didn't know that.
It's a poison. And then people in the San Luis Valley are raising cane now. They just voted out our cigarettes because we're putting so much stuff in the air that they've got allergies. They're breathing it every day in the alkali.
Yeah.
Because there are times when the wind's blowing around here, this place is white.
Really?
Huh? Do you know what I'm talking about by alkali?
Yeah, yeah.
The white salt looking stuff that comes on top of the ground.
Yeah.
Well, the wind picks that up and blows it around. It's a poison.
Right.
Lye we used to make hominy because it eats the stuff right off of the corn. It's a poison.
Yeah.
Or we used it to clean the drain lines because it's so poison.
Yeah.
Now we're breathing it every day.
Yeah. You use it to make hominy?
Uh-huh. Wow. When you're making hominy, you put lye in your corn because you put your corn in full kernel, and then you fill it with water and you put your lye in, and then the lye will eat that outside edge off. To leave you just this soft hominy.
How do you get rid of the lye?
You wash it back off.
You just wash it off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you never eat hominy right out of the lye kettle or it'd kill you deader than heck.
Really?
So then you have to wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it and wash it. We did hominy, we did sauerkraut, we did everything.